This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Martha A. Rodriguez. Date of birth is May the 15th, 1976. Case ID number is 4410339. Date of exam, January the 10th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Jonathan D. Howell, dated 10/7/21. Identifying information. This is a 46-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, myopathy secondary to COVID-19, respiratory failure, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a teacher for 10 years and a teacher assistant for 15 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is working. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, decreased vision. Number two, myopathy secondary to COVID-19. Number three, respiratory failure. And number four, diabetes mellitus. And number five, hypertension. History of allegation, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 1993, she started to have difficulty with her vision. She is nearsighted and does suffer from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. At the present time, she does wear glasses and has difficulty with both eyes. She states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision is poor. Her Snellen vision at this visit was right eye able to count fingers at 13 feet distance, pinhole able to count fingers at 13 feet distance, corrected is 20/20. OS, OD is able to count fingers at 16 feet distance, pinhole able to count fingers at 16 feet distance, corrected is 20/20. Binocular, uncorrected, is able to count fingers at 19 feet distance. Bilateral binocular corrected is 20/20. Allegation number two, myopathy secondary to COVID-19. The claimant states that on August the 23rd, 2021, when she came down with COVID-19, she started to suffer from severe myopathy of her whole body. No x-rays were performed, and the claimant denies any fracture, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. She states it was diagnosed to be secondary to the COVID-19. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block with oxygen, stand for 1 hour with oxygen, climb one flight of stairs with an oxygen tank, and she is able to squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a broom, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She states that she uses a wheelchair off and on, secondary to weakness and tiredness. Her physician at this time is Dr. Norma Iglesias, and she is presently taking no medications for pain at this time. Her physical activity includes walking 6,000 steps per day as prescribed by the physician. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking around the house. The claimant is unable to be with oxygen for more than 15 to 30 minutes. Allegation number three, shortness of breath, respiratory failure. The claimant states that on August the 23rd, 2021, the claimant had bilateral pneumonia of her lungs secondary to COVID-19. She developed somewhat of an emphysema and scarring of her lungs and did not recover fully. At the present time, she is able to walk one block, climb one flight of stairs, but states that she needs oxygen in order to perform these tasks without becoming short of breath. She states sometimes she's short of breath when she's talking and with seasonal changes. She denies any history of smoking. She was hospitalized on August the 23rd, 2021, secondary to her condition, and she was hospitalized for approximately 2 months and had a hard time recovering. She was not intubated and states that she has no inhalers or steroids at this time, but has continued to stay on 2 liters of oxygen by nasal cannula. She also received 2 months of physical rehab, which she states did not help her. Chest x-ray revealed patchy infiltrates and bilateral grain ground glass formations of her lungs and multiple scarring in both lung fields. She was diagnosed with respiratory difficulty secondary to lung scarring of both lung fields from COVID-19 pneumonia. She presently has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and has difficulty in breathing at this time. It was noted that the claimant took off the nasal cannula for the physical examination and within 10 to 15 minutes was in severe shortness of breath. Allegation number 4, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states in 2020, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 80 to 100 milligrams / DL. She states the lowest it's ever been is 80 milligrams and that the highest it's ever been is 365. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.0, which is very well controlled. She is presently on metformin hydrochloride, 500 milligrams QD. Allegation number 5, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, she was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal headaches, along with blurred vision. She denies any myocardial infarction or cerebral accident or nephropathy as in-organ damage. Her blood pressure at this visit is 138 over 98 mmHg. She is presently taking metoprolol 25 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her high blood pressure at this time. She appears to be very well controlled. Family history, father is 88 and has hypertension. Her mother is 82 and has diabetes mellitus. Medications, metformin, hydrochloride, 500 milligrams QD, atenolol, 25 milligrams QD, vitamin D3, 25 micrograms, 1,000 international units, 2 pills QD, Zyrtec, 10 milligrams QD, medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, mild obesity, respiratory difficulty secondary to COVID-19 and scarring of both lungs the need for oxygen at 2 liters per nasal cannula, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, myopathy secondary to COVID-19, and decreased vision. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremens or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 149 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 147 over 103 mmHg, and the second reading was 138 over 98 mmHg. Heart rate, 84 beats per minute. Respiration, 20 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation was 97% with 2 liters per nasal cannula of oxygen. BMI, 27.5. General. This is a 46-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress, secondary to respiratory difficulty. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with a oxygen tank nasal cannula, H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected, able to count fingers at 13 feet. Pinhole, able to count fingers at 13 feet, corrected as 20/20. OS, OS uncorrected, is able to count fingers at 16 feet. Pinhole, able to count fingers at 16 feet, corrected as 20/20. Binocular, uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 19 feet. Binocular corrected as 20/20. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally, but she had decreased breath sounds in both pulmonary fields. No other thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a wheelchair, but she was able to walk around the exam room without the wheelchair and did attempt to walk around the room without the wheelchair. She uses the wheelchair when she becomes very tired and fatigued and short of breath. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page, chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for her lungs. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show severe fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual acuity, but no limitations in her visual fields. She's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to severe lung scarring of both lung fields, secondary to a COVID-19 pneumonia, causing her to have a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease type of illness, and the necessity for 2 liters of oxygen at all times. The claimant is unable to be without oxygen for more than 15 to 20 minutes. Probable diagnoses. Number one, decreased vision, dash, confirmed with physical examination, has been corrected with glasses, which is normal at 20/20. Number two, myopathy, secondary to COVID-19, dash, mild, normal physical exam at this time. Number three, respiratory failure, secondary to scarring of both lungs from COVID-19 pneumonia, and the necessity for 2 liters of oxygen to be given to her chronically. Confirmed with physical examination, the claimant is unable to be without the oxygen for more than 15 to 20 minutes. Number four, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 5.0, which is very well controlled. Number five, hypertension, dash, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 138 over 98 mmHg, which is borderline high. The claimant appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Martha A. Rodriguez.